We are on Daf of Dalid Omed Beis. I'd like to learn the Taisvisin till the next Mishnah. Let us again start from the Taisvis Oy Einai to get into the swing of the Sugya. The Gemara Hera Hava Mine, that's what it says in the Posik. That kol asher b'soichoi, no, kol, the pasuk says, asher yipo mehem otoichoi, that it's yitmo, that if something falls into a klicheres, the klicheres is tomei. So the Gemara, I have him in, could be that stavke by noga. If the sheretz touch the inside of the klicheres, then the cheres is mekabel tomei. But how do we know if the sheretz fell into the avir of the klicheres, how do you know that the klicheres is mekabotum? That was the shaila of the Gemara. And the Gemara answered because it says twice toichai. It says toichai li tamei, kol asher yipol mehem el toichai, the klicheres is mekabotum. Then there's also another locha, kol asher besoichai yitma. That means whatever is in the klicheres is also mekabel tume me'aver klicheres. So just like kol asher besoicha yitmo is without negiye, a klicheres is metame mashenimse besoicha without negiye, so a klicheres is also mekabel tume from a sheres without negiye. We learn that egzeir shove toichai toichai. That is what the Gemara said. So now let us see again Taisvis. Oy einoy elo im kein noga. The Gemara asked a kasha, maybe a klicheres is only mekabel tume if the sheretz touched the klicheres. Mitoichai. Vim toimoy, vohomi de kosav rachmona toichai, veloi toich toichai. The Gemara later brings a drash from the vov, toichai, veloi Toich toichai. That means that if there is a keli in the klicheres and the sheretz is in that keli, so the halacha is that the klicheres is not mekabel tume because it says toichai v'loi toich toichai. Shema mino the mekabel tume me'avirai. So this drash of toichai v'loi toich toichai only makes sense if a klicheres is mekabel tume me'aviroi, so then there's a tnai, it has to be toich a klicheres, not toich another keli, which is in the klicheres. So that's Taisvis Kashe. V'yesh loima, da afilu loy mekabel tume me'aviroi, afilu we will say that a klicheres is not mekabel tume me'aviroi, abo kiven de metame acherim me'aviroi, but we just mentioned there are two halachas by a klicheres. One halacha that is mekabel tume me'avirei, and that is debatable now. The Gemara wants to say, could be it's only mekabel tume b'negiyeh b'toichai. But there's another halacha by klicheres that's metame acherim mashenimtza b'avirei. Is kiven de metame acherim me'avirei, it's rishape lo'oichlim hanitlim toich toichai de toichim. There are two halachas by toichai, and there's two vavim. One vav is toichai v'loi toich toichai. There's another vav toichai v'loi toichai v'loi toich kli acher. So kaponim, the vav that tells us toichai v'loi toich toichai is going on the halacha that a kli cheres is metame mashe b'toichai v'loi mashe b'toich toichai. Period. Umiyu kosha. Midrsiv toichai shal zevaloi toichai shalacha. We just mentioned there are two droshes. There's another drosha that we darshan from the vav of the other toichai. Toichai shal zeh has this halacha. Veloi toichai shalacha. So poshet, we learn pshat in this halacha that only a klicheres is mekabel to me'aviroi. But another keli is not mekabel to me'aviroi. But if you'll tell me now that a kli cheres is also not mikabel tumim hevir. It's only mikabel tumim if the sheret touched the kli cheres. So this then applies by all kelim. So what do you do with the teichei shel zeh v'loi teichei shel acher? Shema mino de mitmoin hevir. So you see that it is mikabel tumim hevir. That is Tosfos Kasha. V'yesh loimar, and this Tosfos says two terutzim. Dahava amine, dahava amrinon, im einoi inyan litome. You're right. If a kli cheres is not mekabel tumme me aviroi, so this second rash of toichai shal zevloi toichai shal acher is also not applicable. So I would say, im einoi inyan litome, kne inyan litame, toichai shal zevloi toichai shal acher, toichai shal zevloi toichai acher. So Taisva says, so it's imena inyan. That means one Taich in reality is speaking about Kabbalah's tume. One Taich is speaking about letamei acherim animtza b'soichoi. But al koponim, if I'm stuck with the vav and I don't know what the vav is coming to darshan, the vav Taich is a zevoi Taich is rach imena inyan. I would say it's also going on the second in that it's metame acherim me'aviroi, and this is not applicable by other kelim. That's one teretz. So I say im einai inyan. Inami, Taisus didn't like this teretz because it's a psamot nedoichik. One vav is going by kabbalas tum, and one vav is going by letamei acherim. Now I'm saying that both vavim are going on the din of letamei acherim. Inami hava amrinen toichei shal zeh mekabel tum b'maga, v'loi toichei shal acher. So Taisva says a second teret, that means according to the way the Gemara held now, that a kli cheres is only mikabel tume mitoichoi if the sheretz touched it. So then this drash, toichoi shal zeh v'loi toichoi shal acher, is coming to tell us, I'm ready to chiddush, that by shar kelim, if a sheretz touched the inside of the keli, it's not mekabotum. That's if we assume that a kli cheres is only mekabel tume mitoichoi al yedei negiya sheretz. Let's go to the next toisvis. Again, this is still going on the havamina. Elo im kein noga. So the Gemara is asking that, let us say that what it says, kol ashipa mehem el toicha yitma, means that it touched the toich of the klicheres. The toichai the kos of rachmona. So what does it mean toichai? It has to touch it. Al kochoch lemutei gaboy. It means it has to touch the inside of the keli. Lafuki, if it touches the outside of the keli, so the keli is not mekabel tumah. The kli cheres is not mekabel tumah. Vimtayma v'ha mikra v'tzomit posel nafke. So Taisvis asks, so the posel isn't telling us chidushim that it's mekabel tumah me'avira. Teicha means that it touched the inside. So what's the whole tzorech of the posel? To tell me it's only mekabel tumah if the sheretz touch the inside, not if the sheretz touch the outside. But Taisus, this I can figure out from the loch of tzomit posel. Tzomit posel, it says that what is nimtza b'tzomit posel noyel ha-meisis toyer. So al kochach ha-kli cheres is not mekabel tumah from the outside. So why do I need this teichoi? That is Taisus kasha. The teicha is only coming to tell us that it's not mekabel tumah from the outside. Kasha number one. Va'oid hiksha ha-rikoyin. Now the rikoyin asked the second kasha. Im kli cheres einoi mekabel tume ma'avir. If we will assume that a kli cheres is not mekabel tume ma'avir, lomo li hu, there's an extra word hu, dechsiv gavei tzomit posel, lameima hoshar kelim afilu Mukafis tzomit posel tmei. Okiven de kli cheres einoi mitame miaviroi, suleke lemevet kalvachoyma, שלא יהי שער כלים מתמוין מגבון אלא מתוכן ובנגיה. Now, let us explain Taisvis Kasha. The end of the sugya on Daf Chof Hei Amad Aleph, the Gemara says as follows. We find that a Kli Cheres is a Chumre over Shaar Kelim. A Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumah Me'avirah. That's the Maskanas. A Gemara is Mekabel Tumah Me'avirah. All Kelim are not Mekabel Tumah Me'avirah. That's Teichai Shal Zeh, V'lai Teichai Shalach. Fine. Let us make a Gemara. Let us make a kal v'chaima. So ma the hakli cheres that's chomo, that's mekabel to me me'aviroi, is not mekabel to me migaboi. So kli shetef that is not mekabel to me me'aviroi, shenzich not be mekabel to me migaboi. That was the Gemara Zakash. It's only mekabel to me benegiyim mitaychei all of the kalim. So tzlicha should not be mekabel tume migabel. So the Gemara says, Meir, they gave a kalvachayma. But if that would be the case, so then a klishetev would be matzel betzomet posel in the noyel ha-meisav. Klishetev is not mekabel tume migabel. So the matzel betzomet posel boyel ha-meis. And there's a posik by tzomet posel that says, who? Only a kli cheres is matzel b'tzomet posel, and a kli shetev is not matzel b'tzomet posel. So if you say it's not mekabel tumah migabel, why isn't it matzel b'tzomet posel? Is a raya that you don't make the kal v'chayma. So the who comes to tell us I don't make the kal v'chayma, and that a kli shetev is mekabel tumah migabel, and that is why it is not matzel b'tzomet posel. Frecht Taisvis. That is, so the whole necessity for the who is, because I would have made a kalvachayma madach akli cheres is mekabel tumim mi'aviroi, is not mekabel tumim mi'gaboi, kli shetef, that is not mekabel tumim mi'aviroi, avadikvis is not mekabel tumim mi'gaboi, so then I need the who. But the way we are saying now, that a kli cheres is also not mekabel tumim, me'aviroi. A kli cheres is nayachsen. A kli cheres has no yichus whatsoever. So I don't have a kal v'chaymer to tell me that a kli shetef should not be mekabel tumah migaboi. I don't have a kal v'chaymer. The whole thing works with a kal v'chaymer. But now if I'm saying that a kli cheres is not more chomer than a kli shetef, so I don't have a kal v'chaymer. So if I don't have a kal v'chaymer, so poshet it says by all kelim, it says, dofal sheretz olav. Olav is very inclusive. Fell on the outside, fell on the inside. So poshet I would say that a kli shetem is mekabel tumah migaboi. So the kli shetem, so memela, so why they need the who? The whole necessity of the who is because of the kal v'chaymer. And the whole kal v'chaymer was based because a kli cheres is mekabel tumah me'aviroi. So my male is Muhammad and a klishetef, but the havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara wants to say that a klicheres is not mekabel tumah me'aviroi, so don't have a kal v'chaymer for klishetef to say it's not mekabel tumah migaboi, so I don't need the hook. That is the kashim. Boy, did shori koin. Im klicheres ain't mekabel tumah me'aviroi, Lomali who? The cost of Gabi Tzomit Posel. Lemeima. The whole purpose of the who was to tell us Hoshar Kalim Afilu Makofi Tzomit Posel Tmeim. And that is Mekabel Tumim Igabai. Okimen the Klicheres Eine Mitame Mabiru. Eine Mitma Mabiru. Su Leko Lemevet Kalvachoymem. Shlayu Shar Kalim Mitmoy Migabon. Ela Mitoychen Ebenegiyah. So the who is not necessary. Umiyuli shinuyi kame shepirashna leo. In the previous thesis we said that there's a toichai v'loi toichai shelachel. And we said this is going on, that a klicheres is metame acherim me'aviroi, but a klicheres is not metame acherim me'aviroi. So lishinuyi kame shepirashna leo, to have amrinim emeinin inyan litma, to know inyan litame, osi shachar, dike kal v'chaymesh lo yushar kelim mitmoim migabom. ומקלי חזה שמתאמה אחרי מייבר, איני מקבלתום ומגבוי, שהכלם לא יקושקי. So Taisvi says, if I will say that in the Havamin of the Gemara, that a Klicheres is not Mekabal Tumim Avire, Mikol Mokim I have a Toichoi, Toichoi Shal Zev Loi Toichoi Shal Achar, to tell me that a Klicheres is Metamei Acherim Baavirom, and a Neshah Kelem are not Metamei Acherim Baavirom, so it comes that a Klicheres is more Chomer than all Kelem in that aspect, because the klicheres is metama acherim me'aviroi and shah kelem and not metama acherim b'avirim. So I have a kal v'chaymer from this halacha. But the klicheres that's metama acherim me'aviroi is not mekabel tumim migaboi. Klishetev that is not mekabel tumim me'aviroi. It's not metama me'aviroi. Avad the givis is not be mekabel tumim migaboi. Avo lemad efrishis. But I said a second teret. Dahava mina toiche shal zeme kabotume bemage, blei toiche shal acher koshem. Toises, we just learned, Toises said another mahalach, that the toichoi is coming to tell us that a klicheres is mekabotume mi toichoi benegie, but a klishetev is not mekabotume mi toichoi benegie. So now al kochach a klishetev is only mekabotume mi gaboi. So why do you need the who? The who is coming to tell us if a kabel tum migaboy. I know this without the who. Zaktaisvis v'yeshloima, you're very good kashis. The whole kamad lo yedinen, the klicheres mitma me'avira. Kozman, I don't know. The yisod that a klicheres is mekabel tum me'avira. Loi metzine le midrish. I don't know how to darshin mikol kli pesuach or the darshinim besomach. Eide klishe tomosei kedemes lepischoi, vashtavadi lini yoidim heich lidrish aposik, umayla midrish mu. Taisa says, einach anami, this whole gemore that darshins tomosei kedemes lepischoi and darshins who, that is after I know that a klicheres is mekabel tumim me'avirei. But Kozman, I don't know this, so tak, I don't know how to darshin all these psukim. Now that the Gemara said that a klicheres is metamei, a klicheres is metamei kol ma shenimtza besoichoi me'aviroi. That means afilu yehev, so Taisa says, the Gemara said, a teire yido al klicheres vafilu molei chardu. A klicheres that's molei chardu, and the klicheres is tamei, so all the garinim of the chardu are tamei. Now, all the garinim of the chardu, why are they tamei? Why are they tamei? They did not touch the klicheres. Is a raya that a klicheres is metamei me'aviroi. That was the raya from the Gemara, that a klicheres is metamei me'aviroi. Ma shenimtza b'soichei. Zok toisvitz, HaToyre heyido al klicheres vafilu molei chardu. Zutaisis, lefi ma shemeforish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, the ein oichel mekabel tume midiereise poches mikabel. Rabbeinu Tam says, an oichel is not mekabel tume unless it has a shirbeye. So what is pshat over here? The Toyre heyido, here the klicheres full of garine chardu, they're all mekabel tume, and sure, the garine chardu are not mekabel tume. You have to have a shir kebeye to be mekabel tume. So Taisvi says, leinoket chardu dafke, the Gemara doesn't mean chardu, eloklein afilu molei beye. That's what the Gemara means. That the Torah was meyit, afilu yera klicheres, that's full of beyim. All the beyim that are inside the klicheres, even though they're not touching, the klicheres are also tume. And from there we see that a klicheres is metame mashenimtza ba'aviroi. So why did the Gemara say chardu? No, ket chardu, mishimidim le'abono mekabotum b'cholshu. So the Gemara chapton chardu, that's what the Gemara chapt chardu. Fine. Now Taisu says, it's a very interesting question. He says, the Pasuk says that you have a klikol mashenimtza b'toichai, whatever, whatever is in the klicheres is tamei. So the Gemara says that's a very broad statement. Whatever's in the Klicheres is Tomis. I feel like you have a Klicheres full of Chardel. So all the Garine Chardel are Tomei. Now how did they become Tomei? All the Garine are not touching the walls and the floor of the Klicheres. It's always gespart that a Klicheres is Metame Meaviro. Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim asks, Minolam Dahainu Mitam Aver. How do you know that the Lomdis is? The Pasuk says, true. You have a Klicheres that's full of Garine Chardel, Kol Asher Besoicho Yitmo. All the Garine Matomim. Dr. Rabbeinu Ephraim, let's say, Oisemenik the Kashas, and the Kashas had no that the Lomdis is. That the Klicheres is Metame Maviri, all the Garine, maybe it's another Lomdis. Since all the Garine are touching one another, and the outer garinim are touching the walls, so we consider the garinim like one shtick, one large garin, and so it's one thing and it's touching the wall, that's why it's tome. How do you know that the lomdus is, that the kecheres is metame me'aviloi? Maybe Pshat is the Torah said that all that's nimso b'toich ha'klicheres nase kedover echot, and it's touching the walls of the Klicheres. Hiksha Rabbeinu Ephraim. Minolon dahainu mitam avir. How do you know that the lomdus is? That the Klicheres is mitam emashenim sabaviroim. Dilma havi mitam she Klicheres mitzarev. That what is in the Klicheres. So it's mitzarev. It puts together. It attaches kshekulam noigim ze bezeh. That's the lomdus. The lomdus is, it becomes one big entity, and that entity is touching the dais ne'acheres. Avol nitlim ba'avir loy. But ein achanami, if you'll have something that's hanging in the avir of klicheres, which is not touching the dais ne'acheres, there could be b'chal, there's no such tume, that the klicheres is metame, mashe nimtza ba'avir. I vechitemo, I'll say, if that's the lomdis, im kein tziruf the kosim gabi kochim lomali, doshinin kaf achas, aposik osir lechol masha bekaf achas. The chazal darshan, that by kochim, the aloche by kochim is, that if you have small particles of levain, I think, in a kaf, and the kaf is tomei, so everything is tomei. You know why everything is tomei? I'll just love this. Kol mashe nimtza bekaf achas. I consider that all these particles are one entity and it's touching the daifnei hakaf. So Taisa says, if you're telling me now that this is pshat in the posik by klicheres, kol asher besoicha yitmo means that it's mitzarev kol mashe besoicha becomes one, so why do you need a new drash of kaf achas, if that's the lomdus? So toises v'chitaimim keil tziruf t'chsiv gabi kochim lomali, t'ashin in kaf achas, ha'posik oso l'chol mashek b'kaf achas, it's mishum kli shetef. So toises, it's no kashe. This halacha that it says by kli cheres is telling me a kli cheres is mitzarev kol mashek b'zoich. That isn't kli cheres. Kaf achas asoro zohom maleik toiris is talking about a kli zov. Kaf achas shel zov. If it says a kli cheres is mitzarev kamash shebesoichoi. So, that's only in a kli cheres. A kli matches, how do you know? So it says, apostik by kochim, a kli matches is also mitzarev. That's what it says. Kaf achas asoro zohom maleik toiris. A kli matches is also mitzarev. But that's it. A kli matris of kochim and a kli cheres, period. But again, so how do you know that the lomdus is that's metame me'avira? And that basis says two terutzim. V'yeshloime one terutz midrsiv hocha koil. Here it says, koil asher besoicha yitmo. Koil mashma filo nitla ba'avir. The koil is very inclusive. Afilo it's dangling and it's hanging in the air of the kli cheres. It's also mekabel tome. So there you can say, so the koil comes to include afilo nitla ba'avir. V'oi, awesome darshin in tziruf, he says, this whole concept to say that everything in the keli becomes one unit is midichsiv achas, not tamazoi, if it says achas, mashmi she'akav mitzarev v'oise l'kel achas, v'oise l'kel achas. This lomdus, this is the lomdus, that you have many particles and they become one. I don't say such a lomdus mismor. If it says achas, so the pasuk tells us achas. Abul hocha leksiv achas. Zuk Tosfos weiter. We heard it says by in Parshas Chukas kol kli posuach. So the Gemara says kol kli posuach is coming to tell, speaking about a kli cheres. Coming to speaking about a kli cheres, that a kli cheres is that the tume is tumasai kedemes lepischai kli pasuach, that the tume is metame the keli when it reaches the pesach of the keli before it touches the keli. Eze kli she tumosai kedemes lepischai, aber oime ze kli cheres, aber loikzi pasuach, if it wouldn't have said pasuach, al kochach hava mokmina lei b'chol hakeim, lo yavi yedina mai lemidrish mehu, then I wouldn't know what to do with the who. I mean, kol kli pasuach is coming to tell me by a kli cheres, and then I'll make a kavochayme kol shken kli shetem. That's why I need a who. If it wouldn't have said kli pasuach, so speaking about all kalim to begin with, then the who would be problematic. Now the Gemara made a kavochayme. Ma kol kalim she'ein mitmoin ma'aviron. The Gemara wants to make a kavochayme that a kli cheres is mekabel tumim migaboy. Uma kol hakelim she'ein mitmoin ma'aviron mitmoin migabon, kli cheres that mitmoin ma'aviron ma'avad gebis mitmoin migabon. Ve'im toima, fractois, so we're learning a kal v'chomer that a kli cheres should be mekabel tumim migaboy, a kal v'chomer from sha'akelim. Ma kol kelim, they're not mekabel tumim ma'aviron. The mekabel tume migabon kli cheres that's mekabel tume meaviron v'ad gebis is mekabel tume migabon ve'im toima ma lechol hakelim shekein nasu of hatume. That means a kal v'chomer works. What is the mechanics of a kal v'chomer? A kal v'chomer works as follows. Let's speak about this kal v'chomer for 1 minute. That we find kol hakelim are kal. The sheretz falls ba'aviron, it's not mekabel tumah. So kol hakelim are kal. Ba'af al pikin, if a sheretz touches the outside, the mekabel tumah. So you see, even the kelim hakalim are mekabel tumah migabo. So a kli cheres, that's mekabel tumah me'aviroi, that's a chomo de kikin, avada gibisish mekabel tumah migabo. That's the mechanics of the kal v'chomer. So the whole kal v'chomer is based on one fact, that sha'akelim are kil than a kli cheres. If sha'akelim are not mekabel tumah me'aviron, and a kli cheres is mekabel tumah me'aviron. Fractois is a pertinent question. I got news for you. Sha'akelim can become an ov hatumah, and a kli cheres cannot become an ov hatumah. The Gemara says in Masechtas Nidah, can become an ovatume. Something that doesn't have tare b'mikveh cannot become an ovatume. So now you're telling me, no, the kli shakelim hakal the mekabel tumah migabom is avadi givis kli cheres hachomo shememekabel tumah migabom. I got news for you. A kli cheres is kal also. There's another cooler. That can become an ovatume. Sha'akelim can become another tumah. So who told you that sha'akelim are killed and kli cheres? And in one place, one part they kill and one part they more chomer. So you can't make a kal v'chomer anymore. That's the Tosfos kasha. V'taima malachol hakelim shekeinasu ovatumah. So in ovatumah, kol hakelim are more chomer than kli cheres. So it could be that's the reason why the mekabel tumah migabel. One kash. Kash number two, ubesomach nami David kavachayme ibche. Later the Gemara makes a fakelta kavachayme. Ma doch akli cheres. That's not mekabotume migaboy. It's mekabotume meaviroi. It's called a chemist mekabotume migaboy. She's mekabotume meaviroi. So in this kavachayme, we're saying that kli cheres is killed. Somach nami David kavachayme ibche she kol a kelm mit moy meaviroi. But Klicheres is a chayma what all kelim do not have. Klicheres is ein loy tara b'mikve, and all kelim yesh lam tara b'mikve. So again, you can't make a kal v'chayma, you can't say a blank statement that Klicheres is killed from shar kelim, because it's not a kabel tumme migaboy, but in another nekuda, klicheres is more chomo than shakelm, because klicheres ain't loitara b'mikve. V'yeshloima, the love mikoyach kli ovid kalvochoyme, el mikoyach gav v'avi. A very interesting teret. Tosfos says as follows, that the kalvochoyme does not work with kalim. The kalvachayma works as follows. Ma b'mokim she'ein avir tomei, gav tomei, mokim she'avir tomei, and edin she'ein gav tomei. I'm learning tumis gav from tumis avir. That madach amokim, there's no tumis avir. This tumis gav, amokim this tumis avir, Avadgivis this tumis gav. So if I'm learning gav from avir, I'm not learning this keli from this keli. If I learn a kli cheres from a kli sheta, so then I get the problems. A kli cheres is in leitara b'mikve kli sheta kevan avir tumah. I'm not learning kelim from kelim. I'm learning tumis gav from tumis avir, and that I can make a kal v'chayma. The rest of the Tosfos we will skip over because it's really totally in a Tosfos which we skipped over before. V'yu kol akelim mitmoim me'aviron mikal v'chayim. The Gemara said that all kelim should be mekabel tumme me'aviron madoch akli cheres. It's not mekabel tumme megabo. It's mekabel tumme me'aviroi. It's called a kelim, she mekabel tumme migabu, mabad gvis is mekabel tumme meyadir. Bim toima, im kein. If you'll say that all kelim are mekabel tumme meyadir, im kein loy litma migabu. So then that alone will prove that all kelim are not mekabel tumme migabu. Da hashte me tukme bekulu kro de chol kli pasua. The whole raya I had that the posik that a kli cheres is not mekabel tumme migaboy because the posik is speaking about a kli cheres and it says it's matzel betzomit posul and that then the kli cheres is kli posua a kli that's mekabel tumme mipisroi tumme tumosoi kedemes lepisroi. But if we will say that all kelim will be mekabel tumim miavirim, so it says beferish in the pasuk the old kelim and not mekabel tumim migabum. The hashta mitukmi bekulikro the cholkli pasua the bekulam tuma kedemes lepischa. Yeshloim the mikoma lemekmina leela bekli cheres the chsivei tumis avir behedim. So Tosfos says no. I would learn pshat in the pasuk as follows. That what the Pasuk says, kli posuach, does not mean a kli that tumosoi kaidemis lepischoi, which includes all kelim. It means the keli that the Pasuk says, the Pasuk mentions beferish, that tumosoi kaidemis lepischoi. That's what Tosfos wants to say. V'chad l'gzeire shove. The Tosfos Mufnehi, Dava Motsi Lemifna, Mifta Vachola Sheipa Mehem Boy, Kol Asher Boy. That means, the mother said, we learn out Gzeire Shove, we learn out Kabbalas Tume Teichai from Teichai. And Lemaise, there is a Pirche, the Masho says, there's a Pirche on this Gzeire Shove, because in Kabbalah's Tume, Atlicheres is not Mekabel Tume Migaboy. In Metama Acherem, Atlicheres is Metama Acherem Migaboy. So Memelu, we have a Pirchan de Gzeire Shove. So it has to be a Gzeire Shove Mufne. So Taisvi says, it is Mufne. Because Avamotzi Lemichta Bechola Sheyipo Mehem Boy, Kola Sheh Boy. It could have said Boy. So it says Toich, so that alone it's Toich, and then it says Toichoi. So Memele, this is how we learn that the whole Toich is Mufne, because it could have said Boy. Vafilu Kli Shetef Matzo, Perish Bekunteris. Now the last thing we had, that if there's a myth of Toich Toichoi. There's a myth of Toich Toichoi that whatever is in the Kli Cheres, there's a Kli Pnimi. Let's say there's a Kli Pnimi inside a Kli Chitzain. And the Kli Chitzain is Tomei, is a Kli Cheres. So it is not Tamei the Oichlim in the Kli Pnimi als Toichoi veloi Toich Toichoi. And there the Gemara says, Afilu Toichoi veloi Toich Toichoi comes to tell us, Afilu the Pnimi is a Kli Shetef. Perish Bekuntres, what is the Chiddush of a Kli Shetef? The loy mi boy Kli Cheres tein mit mami gabo. A Kli Cheres is since it's a mekabo to mami gabo, so it's poshet, it's choyte, it's pichnei atum. Ela filo Kli Shetef, the mit no mi gabo, it's mekabo to mami gabo. Matzo, why is it hake matzo? Shigam Kli Shetef, any mekabo to mami yava Kli Cheres, because lemais it's not mekabo to mami yava Kli Cheres, kedem rinem bepsoch. So lemaisa, we start off with a big havamine, that if the Kli Pnimi is a Kli Shetef, it should not be mekabel tume. It should not be choitzitz, because it's mekabel tume. But then the Gemara says, but lemaisa, why is it choitzitz? Because lemaisa is not mekabel tume. Because Kli Cheres is a rishin, so it can't make the Kli Shetef a rishin. A sheni. The kashel perusha. So Taisu says, if lemaise, the Kli Shetef is not mekabel tume migaboy, dimkein ma chiddush yesh bekli shetef yoyse me bekli cher. So vayta, what's the chiddush? So vayta is no chiddush. The minute you say that the reason a Kli Shetef is matzel is because it's not mekabel tume, so it's the same yichas like a Kli Cheres. So what's the chiddush in Kli Shetef? Va'oy, and now Taisu says, you tell me, he says, Kli Shetef for a Chiddush, the Ika Chiddush Yoysa Bechli Cheres mi Bechli Shetef. There's a bigger Chiddush in a Kli Cheres over a Kli Shetef. He should have said, I feel like Kli Cheres. What's the bigger Chiddush? Kegoy im Sheretz Ba'ava Kli Cheres Pnimi. You'll have a Sheretz in the Aver of a Kli Cheres Pnimi. Va'oichlim b'kli cheres chitzayin, and there's oichlim b'kli cheres chitzayin, the toyer, that the oichlim are toyer, afal pi shapnimi tome, avrevusa tveimi b'kli shetef, deini mekabel tume me'avil. Taisvus esa kashe, you're looking for chidushim and toich toichay. So Taisvus says, I'll tell you a chidush, a bigger chidush in a kli cheres than in a kli shetef. If you have a kli pnimi, that's a kli cheres. And there's a sheretz dangling in that keli. Fine. So that keli is tame, because it's mekabel tume me'aviroi. And this keli is in an outer kli cheres, and there's oichlim in these kelim. So the oichlim atoyer. The oichlim atoyer. Teiche viloi teich teiche. So the oichlim will be toyer. Masha says, why do you speak about oichlim? Speak about the outer kli cheres. But upon him, the inner keli is tame, because it's mekabel tume me'aviroi. So Taisu says, and if you have a kli shetef in such a case, so it's gonish mit gonish. You have a sheretz dangling in the kli shetef, so the kli shetef is toyer. So So it's a big chiddush by Kli Cheres and Kli Shet. Why does he mention Kli Cheres? I just want to mention one nekuda. That's me saying a mouthful. When Rashi explained this din of Teich Teich, Rashi was talking about the other way around. There's a sheretz in the outer keli, and there's food in the inner keli. So Rashi says, so the food is not mekabel tumi, because the doifnei akeli are choitzitz. Because the kli cheres is not mekabel tumi migaboy, because the kli sheter is not mekabel tumi from the kli cheres. So it's choitzitz. So that's why the oichum don't become tummy. Rashi said the din of toich toichoi is built on the concept that the inner keli is choitzitz between the tumme of the outer keli. Toichoi says a halacha that if there was a sheretz in a klicheres, and the klicheres is mekabel tumme, Toichoi says the outer keli is not mekabel tumme, it's toich toichoi. So Toichoi seems to hold that the whole concept that Rashi mentioned, that the whole reason it is choitzitz is because it is not mekabel tumen. Toisus just told us it's here that it is mekabel tumen, and it is still choitzitz. I mean, Toisus seems to ignore bechlal the whole yesod of Rashi. Abba Bekitzer, Toisus wants to know what the chiddush is of kli sheter. V'nira leforish, the koitzich lekli sheter. Af al gav de la minehu machibay. Af al kheres de minehu belatro yedin in de chaytze zu machibay. Ay muche beshmaite kamaise des vachim. De pochim yom arov vichato sheshochta al mi shemechuyim chatas psula. Al mi shayne mechuyim oylok sheira. Al ma de mina machibay de la mina loy machibay. Sana filukli shetef matzo. Now let us explain what Taisus is saying. Taisus says, Taisus brings a very interesting Gemara in Mesechtes Vochem. The Gemara is Muradike Gemara. There was a member of Rove. There's a din by Achatos Shinui Bailam Pasos. I mean, if Shimon brought a Korban Chatos, and the Kohen is shechting the Chatos for Reuven, so it's a possible call, my chatos shalele shem bailam is possible. So Rava said, I'm murdekish dictator. So Rava said, you know when Shini bailam will passel, if Rufin is also chayim a chatos. So then the kavona of the sheichet makes some sense. I mean, the Rufin is also chayim a chatos. So I'm shechting this coven for Rufin. So then it's macht kalye. So you're shechting it for the wrong bailam. Minoy machriba. But Rava said like this. What'll be the din if Reuven isn't chayiv achatos? He's chayiv an oilo. Now, if I'll shecht achatos for Reuven, does it make sense? You can't, if Reuven isn't chayiv achatos, you can't shecht achatos for Reuven. There's no such a concept to shecht achatos for a person who's not chayiv achatos. So then Rav said, that's not called Shini Bailam. That's not called Shini Bailam. Shini Bailam means that if Reuven is shaykh to be a Bailam also on the code, that means he can also have Bailas on the Schatos. He's chayiv a Schatos. Now, Grad Shimon bought the Schatos. So there is a psul if the shaykh thinks I'm shechting for Reuven. So it makes sense. I mean, Reuven is also a Ba Schatos. It could be geshochten for Reuven. So then, if it's not geshochten for the proper bailam, is a psul. But if I'm shechting for someone who's a lav b'achatos, einoy minoy, einoy machribo. That's what Rav said. A beautiful svarim. Shini bailam has to be shaykh by a person who's shaykh to be a bailam. If he's not chay b'achatos, that's not called shini bailam. Einoy minoy, einoy machribo. So the Gemara asks Akashem, we learned that if you have toich toichoi, you have a kli sheter in a kli cheres, so let's say you have a kli cheres, that's tummy, and you have oichlim in a kli sheter, so you see, the kli sheter is matzel, so you see, einoi minoi is oich, also machet. So Toisha says, I'm going to give shot in the Gemara. The Gemara held as follows, that, if there's a klicheres in the klicheres, that's minoi, Versteht sich, it's not toichoi. It's not toich the klicheres, it's a toich another klicheres. Don't need a posik for that. Minoi is poshet that it's machribo. The chiddish is einoi minoi. So then there'd be a svara to say, well, in which klicheres is it in? So I'll say it's in the outer klicheres, but it's in the inner klicheres. That means there's a svara to say, there's a svara to say that einoi minoi should not be machrib. In the Gemara of Avo Pikein, we see not like that. We see a klishetev is also, is machrib. The klishetev, it's not called toicha klicheres. It's called toicha klishetev. So the Gemara is a kasha and Rav, it's almost says, oh yeah, because there I have psukim. So this is the Gemara, the Gepshat and the Gemara, because for a klicheres, I don't even need a posik of toich toicha. And the whole posik is coming on a klishetev. Al Kaponim, from the Gemara in Zvochim, we see, that the chiddush of a klishetev is that ein minay machribo. That's pshat in the chiddush of a klishetev. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Toher bechli eitz. That's what say taitzverter, so we'll know where he did pshat. Toher bechli eitz, tome bechli matris. That means a kli eitz needs a base kibbutz. In the parsha of Tumas Kalem, where Makish Kli Eitz Lasak, Ma Sak is Metaltom Mole Verekom, Sak has a base kibble, so Kli Eitz also needs a base kibble. So Toy Bikli Eitz, Tome Bikli Matris. In Kli Midyon it says Kli Matris Amakabal Tumas. There it doesn't say a base kibble, so there you don't need a base kibble. You have a sword, there's also Makabal Tumas. It's a Kli Matris is Makabal Tumas. Toy Bikli Matris, Tomei Bikli Eitz. Now we're going to learn the Gemara that Gulmei Kli Matris are Toyer and Gulmei Kli Eitz are Tomei. What does Agoyla mean? Agoyla means that there's missing some finishing pulis to finish it off. It should be complete. So by a Kli Eitz, I feel like it's not finished. It doesn't have all the, it's not finished. Since it's usable, even though it's not finished, a kli eitz is mekabel tuma. A kli matris is not mekabel tuma, kolzman it's not finished completely. If it is not finished completely, it's not mekabel tuma. So that's shot in the Mishnah, that a kli eitz that doesn't have a base kibble is toyer, by kli matris it's tome. A kli matris that's a goylon, it's not finished, it's toyer, and a kli eitz is tome. Tana rabot. Goyl may kli eitz tmeyim. A kli eitz that's a goylom is tmei. Pshuteyim, tahirim. A kli eitz that doesn't have a base kibbutz is toyer. Goyl may kli matris tahirim. Kli matris that's a goylom is toyer. Pshuteyim, tmei. Nimtzo. Toyer bikli eitz. Without a base kibbutz, tmei bikli. Toy bechli eitz, tome bechli matris, without a base kibble. Toy bechli matris, tome bechli eitz. And girl mechli matris are toyer, girl mechli eitz are toyer. Girl mechli eitz are tome. Let us see Rashi, so we'll... Pshuteya. Afilu nigmara melachton, even though it's nigmara melachton, but it doesn't have a base kibble by kli eitz, is tahirim. The iskish eitz lesak. The chsiv mikol kli eitz, oi beget, oi oir, oi sak. Ma sak metaltol mole vereikon. A sak is a base kibble. Afkol metaltol mole vereikon. Girl may kli matris tahirim. A kli matris that is not, does not have the finishing touches is toyer. Well, the kamon meforish timer, why it is taka toyer? Pshuteyem tmei. But a kli matris that does not have a base kibble, if it's pshutei kli matris, it's tomei. Im nigmaro kol melachtom, the kli matris le iskish le sak, the tumis kli matris kosu, beparshas midyon, achas azov vesa kesev. So that's the din. For example, a nail is kabel tume lechayret. It's pshutei kli matris, unless there's a difference for it. It's osui be used by mechuba. But like this says this main, but that's it in the pshute klimatres are tame. Now the Gemara is going to tell us which are called goilme kliyet and which are called goilme klimatres. Look the Gemara. The elo hain goilme kliyet. Ko sha'osid loshay. That means it's rough. You have to smooth it down. It's usable, but it's, you have to smooth it. Leshabet means you decorate it. Legarer is also a type of smoothing it out. Lekarkev, or they used to engrave round circular designs in it to make it look nice. Latiach betunis, they used to rub it with a certain skin of a fish, which was in the place of sandpaper. So it needs a sanding. Mechuser kam. You have a keli that does not have a base. That means it's wobbly. It needs a base, but you can use it. You have a wooden bowl that it doesn't have a base. So you have to attach a base to it in order that it should be able to sit on a table. But you can use it. You can use it. You hold it in your hand, and you'll use it. Mechusa kam oy oyged, or it's mechusa a rim. It's a keli, linoy. You put a rim to it, but you can drink without a rim. Oy oizen, or it's missing a handle. So the noy of the keli is with the handle. It doesn't have a handle. Tame. So it's tame, because that's called girl make liyates, and girl make liyates are makabotum. Mechusa chatite. But what if you have a wooden piece of wood, and you were not choited, you did not dig out a base kibble? So toya. So it's toya. Avek de gemore, mechusa chatite pshit. What are you telling? I know you need a base kibble. What is the Baraisa telling me if it's missing chatite? So the Gemara says, Amor de Kechidish, lo yitzriche de chok kapizo bekabo. Amor de Kechidish, he has a keli, a wooden keli. He wants to dig out from the keli that it should be magzik a cap. And they should be able to hold a cup in the keli. Basher husham, it can only hold gimel lugim. Now he said, dig out some more. It's a big chunk of wood, and he wants it should be able to hold 4 lugim, and now it holds 3 lugim. So this is toyer, because there it's called that the keli was a nigma. In all the cases we were learning till now, the keli, the shimush of the keli was usable already. It's missing a rim, but you can drink from it. It's missing a handle, you can drink from it. But over here, the shimush of the keli is to hold 4 lugim. And the vial, you can use it, but it's not, he doesn't want it for 3 lugim. He wants it for 4 lugim. So this is called the keli wasn't nigma, and this is not mekabel tumah. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Loshev, leshavshev, to rub bedova hamachlikon, that smooths it out, umetzachzachon, k'may she'oisen be'esev, she'koyren ashperila. This is a type of a plant that, is similar to sandpaper. It smooths down, so you can smooth down wood with it. Lishabet, loshen mishbetzois. Tagumai meramtson. That means these are decorations that are added onto a keli. Asuyim, kimizlogim ktanim, it's like small forks that stick out of the keli to decorate it. Kamay makle beramtsa de pasm seches nide, kloima, shimichasorim litkoyebem mismores u mishbetsa islinoi. That means the keli is finished already, but they, for the beauty of the keli, they decorate it with these mishbetzos, k'may shoysim ba'agis anoshim, the boxes that the women hold things in. So they decorate it. It's not a plain box. Legarel berehitna lahachlik. You still have to plane it down. Lekarkei shechoyfek behen chakikin agulois. Lekarkei der shoysim bekisoy tevis v'savsolim, that you engrave round circular designs. Latiach betunis. Doku, this tunis is a type of a fish, to my shishnin beilo treifis, apunis vatunis, the shofen ba'oiroi cleates, and the oir of this fish was used as a sandpaper, lahachlik, v'chida omar b'sanhedrin, m'shi yishavshev ba'oir hadat. Oishe mechusa kan, or it's missing a base, bosis leishavolot. Oigen is a rim, sofa lepip, that the keli has a rim around it. Oizen and shebelas, a handle. Mechusa chatite, but what if you have a kli eight that is missing chatite? It's not completely dug out from it. Toi, the laf kliu. So the Gemara said, Pshita, so it's not a base kibbo. So Moses says, no, he did. He was choykik. The chok kapizo bekabe. Kli shebedate lochik. He wants to dig out ad sheyachsik kabo. He wants it should hold a kab. Chok akboy gimelugim. Vaf al pi sheroylem lochik. Hoylo shem kab. Hischo boy vedaiti leshlima lehavi gmar melochik. That's not called gmar melochik. And the male is so it's called the keli was enigma, so it's not mekabel tumen. Zoktai sviz lotiach betunis. Hiksha rabbeinu tam. So here we see that if you have a wooden keli, that you have to sand it down, that's called girl mekliyates, and it's mekabel tumen. Zoktai sviz, hiksha rabbeinu tam. The pekshen did the sanhedrin omar, kliyates, me eimosai mekablen tumen. When are they mekabel tumen? Ha'arisa de bet, ha'amito, mishe yeshufem ba'er hadog. After they sand it down, then the mekabel tumor. Pektasis Agamara says, girl mekliates, I'm of mekabel tumor right away, before sanding. Betirit zelebeinatam answered, the sheep of the horse, mine, the horse, the saxomi, magdoilum, shemazikan, leishivala. The Gemara over there is speaking about these big splinters. You can't use such a bet. If there's big splinter speaking, is sticking out. So there the keli is not usable. So when is a mekabel tumah? When you sand it down that there's no large splinters. Avo shviyat ahocha, what we're speaking about, ain't elo lenoi ba'alma lachlike betzachzachoi. It's rough, but there's no splinters, it's usable. And that we have that a girl mekliates is mekabel tumah. Ve'elu hain girl mekli matris. These are girl mekli matris. Kol she'osit loshay. You have to, again, file it. Le'shabet, decorate it. Le'gare, le'chalker, le'hakish bekunis. That is girl mekli matris. Mechusakan, it's missing a base. Oyoygen, it's missing a rim. Oyoyzen, it's missing a handle. Toyer. Mechusa kisui, what if you have a pot that needs a cover? The pot is finished, but the cover isn't finished. Tome. Because the pot, these are two different kelim. The pot is a keli and the cover is a keli. So the pot is usable now. You don't have a cover, but al kaponim, mitzad the pot, it's completely usable. Let us see what Rashi says. Loshoit bishufino with a file. Leshabet b'mishbetzayzov lenoi to decorate it with mishbetzayzov. Legare loshav shayach bekli barzel. Legare shayach bekli zov v'kesef. It's a different type stoma of smoothing it out. Lecharker b'tziyurim shekayren nail. They engrave things and they fill it in with sulfur and other things. Lahakish bekunis sheyesh boi. Chisus, the Shit Megibetzer says Pchisos with a Samach, that means it's out of shape. Upoishtam Bekunis, and you straighten it out with a hammer. Toyo, Hoyo Vulei Nigmero Kol Meleches Noyoy. It's not, you don't have the complete Noy. Vulekamen Meforish Time. Mechus Akisoy Tomei, Shen Akisoy Memleches Akli, Shakisoy Kliyachahu. That's another keli. Without this keli is benoyoy without the kisi. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what is the difference between gulmei kli eitz and gulmei kli matres? Like the Gemara, maishno hani or maishno hani. Why is it that a kli eitz, if it is missing the pulis to bring it to its complete noi, it's mekabel tumen. And why is it by a clean mattress it's not mekabel tumen? So even machloikes amiroi. Rabbi Yochanan Omar hoyel ulechavoid asuy. Things bizman chazal, you only used a clean mattress lechavoid. You wanted to be mechabed someone, so you used a clean mattress. So if it is used for covid, you don't, there's no covid in the use of this keli if it's missing the chalokim that beautify the keli. So this keli was a nigma. Kli eitz was a kli shimush. So it's not, so it doesn't have all the tchatchkelech. But what is? It's usable. That is the svar of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman omar hoyel udemeyem yekor. Rav Nachman said, not because the keli is specifically used l'kovoy. That means this keli is used after l'kovoy. I feel it's not used l'kovoy. But if it's an expensive keli, there's a market value and it's aimed to be sold. So an expensive keli will not be sold or it doesn't reach its shleimus unless it's completely decorated. My binayu iko binayu kli etzer. If you have a keli made out of etzem, ivory or other atzmais of an animal, so memele, these are expensive kelim, but they're not oimid lekovid. So according to Rav Nachman, if it's mechusa, so it's not mekabel tumme. According to Rav Yochanan, it will be mekabel tumme. Was the Rav Nachman the time made? Am Rav Nachman kli etzem? Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, Maishna girl mikli matches the toirim. Maishna shalait the tmeim. Oil the covid asuyim, hanach the matches. Hilkach lechshivi keili limilsayu. It's since it's oimet for covid, so it's not called the keili acheti goma koma leches kibudom. Till it's usable, you can be mechabit someone with it. Expensive keli, it's aimed to be sold, and it's not sellable till it will get the complete noy. So the Gemara says, "Lamay nafkemina." The nafkemina will be kli etzem, the mayim yekarim, they're expensive. Bein asuyim lekovid, l'Rav Nachman, ave kli matches, Rav Yochanan, ave kichli eitz. Zok the Gemara, michlal, the kli etzem mekabli tumme. The kli etzem ha-mekabli. That means the muscle is a nafkmin, is a mekabli tumme. According to Rav Yochanan, it's a mekabli tumme before you were goyma the noy. According to Rav Nachman, it's not mekabli tumme. But kaponim, it would seem that kli etzem are mekabel tumme. How do you know kli etzem are mekabel tumme? And the sanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika Omer Ma Talmud Loimer V'chol Maise Izim Tischato. What is this Maise Izim coming to tell us? Iris, we know already. L'hovi dover habo min ha'izim u'min ha'karnayim u'min ha'tlofe. Dova habo min eizim, min ha-karnayim, from the horns, min ha-tlofen, the hoofs. So that's ma'ase eizim. Shar beheme v'chaye minayim. How do you know the kli etzem from other behemes? Hamaloyma v'chol maise. Chol maise means from other behemes. Imkei matamaloyma izim prat la'oifais. If you have a kli etzem from an oif, and Rashi says we're speaking about a vulture, that seems the nails of a vulture can make a lot of kalim out of them, but they are not mekabel tumah. Let's see what Rashi says. Bekliyatsa mekabel tumah bitmiya heicha remize avidav abominizim mikarneyem mitalfeyem akliya behedik siberesha dekot. Akanaim gazin boy gazin the mina kanaim. The coming to tell us mina kanaim. Prat laoifes gain zipone griffon shoisin mehem kalem. But these kalem are not mekabel tumah.